All right, as Jesus left the blind man at the city limits when he was coming into Jericho, he went on down through the midst of town. When he got down there a ways further on this wide street, well, it wasn't very wide, but it was the widest street in Jericho. There was Zacchaeus, or Zacchaeus. He was a chief of the tax collectors, of publicans, and he sought to see Christ, but he couldn't for the press. He was a short fella. He's about like little David over here in his sling. He said, I'm going to see if I am short. I'm going to climb up that sycamore tree. Oh, Lord, you can't keep a short fella or fat fella or anybody else kind of fella from getting to Jesus. He wants to get there. Amen. He'll climb over folks to get to Jesus. It's like that little woman with that issue of blood. She said, oh, if I can just touch him, I'll be made whole. She climbed and scratched and kicked shins and got through to where she could just barely reach through the crowd and zoom, she touched the hem of his garment. But see, that's what she said in her heart. If I can just touch him, I'll be healed. And sure enough, she was. Isn't that what Jesus said? According to your faith, be it unto thee, the way you believe. Well, Zacchaeus wanted to see Christ. He went and got up in the sycamore tree with all them thick branches, and when Jesus came, he knew he was there. He looked up and said, Zacchaeus, make haste and come down, for today I must abide at your house. And he came down, and what did he do? Did he get mad because the Lord found him? No, he come down and received him joyfully. Lord, I was lost, but now you found me. I was hid up that sycamore tree, and here you come clear from Jerusalem and Bethlehem and Capernaum and all them other busy places to find me up a sycamore tree. According to the record, it was him and that blind man is all he found. Lord, have mercy. He said, I want you to go home with me. And Lord, have mercy. Then the rest of the crowd began to criticize him and said, this man is going to be guest with a man that's a sinner. He ought to have gone home with us. We belong to the respected big church in town. The old hypocrites. Like in the Ten Commandments, old Sadie the Pharaoh says about his old idolatrous priest. He's always proclaiming something. Oh, may the God of Amun-Ra bless thee. Old Sadie says the old windbag. That's what you can say about most preachers. The old windbags. It's about what they are. Well, that's what was following the Lord, a bunch of old windbags. So he went home with his tax collector. And Zacchaeus stood before him and said, Lord, the half of my goods I give to the poor, and out of the other half I'll pay back fourfold any man that I have defrauded. I've taken my false accusation. And what was Jesus' response? This day is salvation come to this house, for as much as he also is a son of Abraham. For the Son of Man is come, what? To seek and to save that which was lost. That's what I'm looking for. That's what Jesus is still looking for. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. He rejoices more over a sinner that repents more than the 99 that don't need to repent. Can we remember that? What joy there is in heaven and in the heart of God in Christ when somebody repents and straightens their life up. There's more joy than over the 99 that don't need to repent. That's what heaven rejoices about. And that's what we should rejoice about. Yeah. Praise God. Yeah. This old tax collector said, Lord, I was lost, but now I'm found. I was blind, but now I see. Praise God. I wasn't almost saved. I got found and I got saved. Now I want to show you a fellow in the Bible that he almost got saved, but he didn't quite make it. Mark the 12th chapter. Mark 12, verse 28. One of the scribes came, that's one of them preachers that were windbags, and having heard them reasoning together, perceiving that he had answered them well, asked Christ, which is the first commandment of all? And Jesus answered him, the first of all the commandments is, what did he tell the rich young ruler? Keep the commandments. He said, the first of all the commandments is, hear, O Israel. You can put it to Israel all you want to. Hear, O church. Hear, O anybody. The Lord our God is one Lord, and thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, with all thy mind, with all thy strength. This is the first commandment. And the second is like, namely this, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. There is none other commandment greater than these. And the scribe said, well, master, you said the truth, for there is one God, and there is none other but he. And to love with all the heart, the understanding, the soul, and the strength, and to love his neighbor as himself is more than all whole burnt offerings and sacrifices. Now listen to the resume. Look what resulted from this confrontation with eternal life himself. And when Jesus saw that he answered discreetly, he said unto him, thou art not far from the kingdom of God. He was almost saved, but he was lost. You're not far, you're close. How many people has an encounter with Christ and comes close to being saved, but they're still lost? They're still lost. Back in the days of Jeremiah 50 and verse 6, God said, my people have been lost sheep. Their shepherds have caused them to go astray. Who causes God's sheep to go astray? God's shepherds. They have turned them away on the mountains. They have gone from mountain to hill. They have forgotten their resting places. What causes a sheep to go astray, to wander? It's when a preacher is perfidious. What causes a son to go astray or a daughter to go astray? The demons of lust. When a sheep wanders away, the shepherd goes and looks for the sheep. But when a son or a daughter goes away with belligerence and rebellion, that father said he never moved a peg out of his place to go look up a rebellious son and try to compromise and get them back home. He had to wait for one thing to happen. He had to wait for that prodigal son to come to himself and say, my father has enough for me and the servants and over to spare, and I perish with hunger. I will arise and go to my father, and I'll repent and say to my father, I have sinned, I have failed, I've been wrong. And when he had that attitude, it showed. You can look at somebody and tell when their old spirit's been broken. Did you know the sacrifices of God are not a big mouth? Psalm 51:17 says the sacrifices of God, that's what God will accept out of you or me or anybody else, is a broken spirit, a broken and contrite heart, oh God, thou wilt not despise. I can tell somebody, I can look at them and tell when there's a broken spirit and a contrite heart. And I can tell when it's not there too. The father looked down the road when that old prodigal boy was coming back home. He could tell the difference in his walk and in his the way he carried his body. He went off, boy, had both hands full, going off with them possessions of his father's. When he come back, he didn't have nothing. Just a broken, hopeless looking fella coming back down that old dusty road back home, broke, lost, dead. If he'd have died in that condition, he'd have gone straight to hell. Still, the father didn't go try to get him back. You know why? When somebody's in rebellion, you have to compromise to get them back. There ain't no compromise of parleying or bargaining with God's table. It's unconditional surrender like the prodigal son. Do you think that shepherd could have got that lost sheep and brought him home if he'd have been kicking and bucking and blatant like a billy goat? No, his nature hadn't changed. His nature hadn't changed. He was dumb, he stinked, and he didn't have any sense of fear or any way to provide security. A sheep doesn't have any. He wanders, you get him in a trap, he'll jump off the cliff. Some fool goat, they use them, Judas goats, can lead them right square into anything. And let me tell you, this society is full of Judas goats leading Christians out into sin and all kind of degradation and reproach. A sheep's dumb, they stink, and they have no sense of fear. Isn't that something? A Christian's not supposed to be afraid. But still, we're supposed to be a sheep. And Jesus said in John 10:26, my sheep hear my voice. That's what we've got to learn to do, to hear the voice of this true shepherd. And I know them, and they follow me, and I give to them eternal life.